COVID cases are on the rise in Massachusetts. The latest state data show a 24% jump in the daily average of new cases reported last week compared to the week before. The number of people hospitalized with COVID is also on the rise. So how concerned should we be? For answers, we're joined by Dr. Cassandra Pierre. She's an associate hospital epidemiologist at Boston Medical Center. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Rebecca.
So you heard the numbers, you probably know them way better than me. How concerned are you?
It certainly, it's been concerning. We had hoped that we would have a lull this summer between what we saw with Omicron and with the subvariant BA.2 and the eventual rises we anticipate in the fall and winter as we congregate together again. So we had hoped to see a bit of a dip and chance to enjoy the summer. But instead, what we got was this hypertransmissible variant that's been driving these cases. So it is something that is concerning, especially as people are really trying to live their lives and get out there.
In a few weeks, people are going to come back from vacation and head back to school and work. Are you worried about another spike in cases?
It's something that we're keeping a close eye on. Our hope is that with the immunity that we had in the winter, in the spring, and now with BA.5, that we would hopefully experience a brief reprieve. Even last year, when we got back together for school, we didn't really see a marked rise after having had a summer of Delta until later in the fall. So our hope is that with enough prevention, with enough testing, we can hope to avoid some of those rises, but it is unfortunately still a distinct possibility, especially because, again, most of us have really been trying to live our lives, and many people are unsure about when and where they should be wearing masks, when they should be testing. Some people may have even forgone some of these prevention aspects. And we know that even though the wastewater data is rising, we are not necessarily seeing all of the positive COVID cases being reflected in the numbers, both because people are testing more at home, but also because maybe people aren't testing as much.
Is there any kind of silver lining? You mentioned testing and prevention in our second year of coming back to school. Are we more prepared now?
Well, I would like to think so. Again, many of us have unfortunately been infected with COVID over the winter, then the spring, and then now again. Even people who have previously been able to avoid COVID for the past 2.5 years, unfortunately. So we're armed with both immunity derived from recent infection, but also increasing immunity with vaccinations, and also the more available pediatric vaccinations. We know that we have had finally approval earlier this summer for children under the age of 5. Not all have necessarily taken advantage of that, but there's a lot of work being done in pediatric clinics to counsel patients, let them know whether the vaccines are right for their children, which by and large they are. And so the hope is that with that new armor of increased immunity among our children and infection-derived immunity among our adults who have been vaccinated and infected, that we will stand a chance of keeping those numbers low as we move into the fall. There is still, of course, concern about people who have not yet been vaccinated. There's still the need to get the word out regarding the safety and efficacy of these vaccines and protecting us from severe consequences of COVID.
Let's shift gears to talk about monkeypox. Those cases are rising quickly. How does the spread of the monkeypox virus impact the average person in the Commonwealth, and what should they be thinking about?
It's a great question. Yes, the numbers have seeming to be doubling every week. We're currently about 3,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. And I think it's a great question, you know, regarding what the average person should know. We've been hearing that the majority of cases have been in men, and the focus has really been on social networks of men who have sex with men. But women have also been diagnosed with monkeypox. And now we have news that there are 2 cases that have been reported in children. One was an infant and another a toddler. So it's important to know that monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted infection. It is a disease of contact, of person-to-person spread. And though we definitely don't want to cause alarm or unnecessary worry, there is a concern that it is spreading through social networks, and maybe spreading to people that are maybe not aware of the risk that they face from monkeypox. So it's important to know that if you have had contact with an individual, whether it's a household contact, a family member, a friend, or sexual partner, through contact, through hugging, cuddling, sex, or sharing towels or bed linen or clothing, and then develop bumps, sores, or rash, that it is something that you should be bringing up with your doctor.
That was Dr. Cassandra Pierre, epidemiologist at the Boston Medical Center, speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.